like you always have money, you always send money to everyone. I said, I don't worry, I think I'm going to have or give it to them. I don't know how, but I always, that's why I start to living when he say that.
Yes, it happens quite often when you trust. You trust that your money will not end. That is trust.
But I know, I don't even know all these kind of things, and just I don't got to be there, have to be there, because I need to send them to them.
That's right. That's right.
I'm at a special time in my life because all my life I've worked to be where I am now. And I always wanted to be a great scientist. Now I get to study. To be a great scientist, okay? And as I take a preparatory class to study, I constantly realize how I have convictions. And in order to learn, you have to be neutral. And you have to trust. And open your mind up. And I constantly see where I'm falling victim of a chosen path prior.
Yeah, concept, I call it.
I'm trying so hard.
Well, I'm glad you come here, because then you balance it, you know, it, or any place that, you know, balances for you, whatever it is, if it is a tape or a movie or a book or whatever. The life is all about balance, you know. And
but you know, the thing about it is you know, in the, our world of chaos and confusion, you're set in, he ain't this, he ain't that, and I'm not this, and I'm not that. And when you decide you're gonna learn something, you have to be free from all that.
Yes.
That's his business. I'm not there yet. Yeah. And it's a total open mind. That you, if you're going to learn fast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you're going to learn fast.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and so see, the chaos and confusion that you speak of out there that we so willingly and openly jump into because that's our choice, you know, it's so much a part.
I want to ask you, Wendell, what have you learned since you've been coming here? Not learned, what has been your realization? What has been the change for you?
Well, the change for me has been that, I hate saying this, but just I'm stupefied at how wise and prudent I was before I became an old man. To get me here, yeah. It took a lot of wisdom, and then now to get back to that state is, I'd rather have opinions. She ain't this, he ain't that. I don't like him either. You know.
So what you're saying is your mind is calming down from the judgment? Is that what you're saying?
No, not exactly. I wish I were. However,
no, I really wanted to hear, because he comes and he's very interested. I wanted to know what is going on.
Well, what I'm saying is at least I know the other side. You know, I always tell you about the peculiar circumstances I grew up under. And I mean, my life was threatened every day. And so, you know, I had to be the alpha dog, as the dog train on TV.
So, bringing you back, what has this meetings done for you, do you think? Or have done for you yourself, you have done for yourself.
Well, I get to look at me.
Okay.
Okay.
And look at me as the mind?
Well, from this class, I get to look at me and see where I need to go.
Uh-huh.
And
it's not good enough, Wendell.
It's not?
No.
Well, I know that's where I
no,
am.
No, I'm telling you, when I say it's not good enough is because when you say that I looked at it and I know where I have to go, is like a alcoholic saying I won't drink anymore tomorrow.
And that's the case, too.
Okay. So if we...
There's not one or two problems.
I got a picture with Wendell. Now, Wendell, I don't know how serious you are. I know that your heart is a heart of gold, and this is what is bringing you to the places that you can see. But if you really want freedom, and you don't want to play around like you have been, is then I would highly recommend better not to come and practice than come and not practice. Because the freedom is in practice, not in the repetition so much. You know, so I would say that please for next week, because the reason I target you tonight, because it's something I see in you that is really remarkable. Now, for 1 week, if you could just do trust or the stop, whichever, or the state of being, I would say, in your case, you just do a stop meditation, which we're going to do it with Wendell. So I really want tonight to reevaluate, because as beautiful as it is to show up here, because we are all becoming like a friend, like a companion, and I want you to come for that reason. But my heart aches if I don't think that the gold is given and being played as a marble. So this is doing a little bit of reality check right here. So in that note, just hold on to your trust meditation, Marta, because it is very powerful. I'm going to do the stop meditation, and then those of you that the temperament goes with more stop, take this stop, or don't take anything at all. Now, Wendell, if you could, with your eyes half open, wherever you're looking at, just continue looking, and just stop reading every thought. Just be empty, blank. Now, Wendell, tell me, were you able to not go with the mind for a few seconds?
Well, thanks to all the prior sessions here, I was able to go longer than just a few seconds.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. And just hold on to that during the during your days, because if you vacant this unbelievable invitation, you're welcoming extreme chaotic duality. So we can serve two masters. Really, we can. We cannot serve the mind's every whim and ask for peace. You cannot do that. If you are seriously after freedom and peace, as I was at age 18, do not delay your arrival. Do not. Because it would be really foolish to be the Satchit Ananda, means awareness, truth, and bliss, and act like an idiot, as we have, all of us. Yes.
I don't want to break your thought.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going to school in Hawaii, a friend of mine got a new laptop, and he couldn't get it to work. So he called me, and so I come over, and in about 7 minutes, had the computer up and running. And he asked me, why couldn't he do it? And I told him, because you wanted the computer to work like you wanted it to work, instead of following the instructions.
Yes.
And that's where I am.
That's where you are going to be.
Oh.
Wendell, you are, no, he's an older student. I can talk like, you see, I have patience until it gets to the point that I think you're ready. Then I'm going to ask you to make up your mind. You know, this is not the time for Wendell to make a jump. You know, Wendell. And if you make that jump of the walk to walk, as we have talked here, your benefit would be much greater. If you don't, you are delaying your arrival.
Okay.
Wendell, no, I but. Will stop you.
No, but.
No, it's not bad.
Okay.
Not, but this is good.
Everything you say is good. It's just well, that it's going to be butchered. Okay, go ahead.
Today I leave here where my past, I don't feel like it hurts me.
Exactly, Wendell. Listen, your past will not hurt you forever when you do not carry it. Mm-hmm. When you drop your story, you have dropped your story. So, again, here and now, the invitation to Wendell tonight is jump, start trusting, and do not delay this arrival, Wendell. You might give yourself 100 excuses why you should not get there, and I'm telling you to drop it. And any of you that you're hearing me and you feel like it's happening to you, it is happening to you.
I'm really at the crossroads. I almost died twice in the last 3 weeks. A golf ball was supposed to have taken me out.
Wendell? I'm going back to you again tonight. Your story does not interest me. What interests me tonight, Wendell, is that stop that you did for 2 minutes. If I didn't have interest in Wendell, I wouldn't talk like this. Because I know in the heart of his heart that he belongs here. So just stop, please. Just stop your story for 5 minutes. And if Wendell could stop his story for 5 minutes in his own mind, we're all going to give Wendell a kiss.
We are.
Thank you, Wendell. No, we're bringing him a gift. I give him a kiss.
Hershey's Kisses.
Don, how has it been for you since you've been here?
I really, really enjoy it. That's why I keep coming back.
Has it done some sort of movement in your consciousness, the way you see things? Has it expanded your understanding?
It's tied together lots of disciplines that I've studied for 15 years and
okay.
lots of people. And you refer a lot to Joe Goldsmith that
yeah, okay.
I studied for
yes,
2 years.
Yes, I have to, yes. And what has it done for you as far as expansion goes?
Well, it's
tying down.
I've come here for meditation,
mm-hmm.
and I meditate the best when I'm in here.
Good.
And I take a teaspoon
Good.
Of that or a
okay.
drop of that
All right.
through my day
uh-huh.
when I need it. So
perfect,
I've,
perfect.
I've gained that from the time that I've been here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, absolutely. Anybody else would like to share?
I just want to say that something that I know is that the wise unlearns, doesn't learn anymore.
Yes, yes, yes. The wise unlearn, they don't learn. And this is exactly the process that we are doing. We have, as I have repeated over and over and over, and I apologize for repeating myself, we have eaten so many different things that brings indigestion through our senses that we are not aware that the learning has a limit, really has. And you will be really surprised if I tell you that I did not finish my high school in my country, and I was able to write a book that is all over the world in that language.